AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. At least 24 deaths have been reported from the wildfires in the Los Angeles area. Conditions are not expected to improve.
County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says while they have made progress fighting the blazes, the wind is picking up again.
These winds, combined with low relative humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County very high.
But he says they are prepared.
Reports that I've received is that the LA County water system is ready.
LA Police Chief Jim McDonald says they can no longer allow residents back into burned out areas because of the dangers and the search for the missing.
We will have cadaver dog deployment, and that will result in crime scene preservation.
He says several arrests have been made for looters and trespassers, and officials say they're working on a way for residents to go online to check their property. I'm Julie Walker.
Blue Origin was supposed to launch its massive new rocket this morning at Cape Canaveral in Florida, but
we are standing down today's launch attempt to troubleshoot a vehicle subsystem issue that will take us beyond our launch window.
Once the countdown clock stopped, they immediately began draining all the fuel from the rocket. Blue Origin did not immediately set a new launch date, saying the team needed more time to resolve the problem. Ukraine says Russian forces are bypassing a key stronghold in eastern Ukraine they fought for months and are focusing instead on cutting supply lines to the area. A U.S. official tells the AP incoming senior Trump administration officials have begun questioning career civil servants who work on the White House National Security Council about who they voted for in the 2024 election, their political contributions, and whether they have made social media posts that could be considered incriminating by President-elect Donald Trump's team. This is AP News. A fired U.S. Center for Safe Sport investigator has been arrested on new charges.
The case resurfaces questions of how Jason Krasley got through what officials at the center say is a robust vetting process when he was hired to investigate sex abuse cases in sport. The former Allentown police officer has been charged with felony rape, kidnapping, involuntary sexual servitude, and other charges that the DA's office alleges took place while he was on the force. Safe Sport CEO Jerise Cologne says the center has commissioned a third-party audit of cases that Krasley handled, saying she's appalled that a former staff member has been accused of such heinous acts in his previous role as a police officer. Krasley's attorney says he absolutely denies the allegations. The former officer has also been named in a whistleblower lawsuit filed last year by two Allentown officers who allege widespread misconduct in the department. I'm Jennifer King.
Buffalo, Philadelphia, and Washington were winners in the NFL wildcard playoff games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.